Yeah, how's it
Hey
going, Big
guys,
Smoke?
welcome to Cut Hut Podcast.
What's up? What's the topic tonight?
Os, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your brand?
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to say brand. I don't sell anything, but I just like to breed shit, put shit together, and I would be lying if I didn't say, you know, the goal isn't to put something together, for, you know, it'll be up, you know, available at some point, but I haven't really thought about money up until this point, selling shit. I don't feel like I'm at a point where I have something that I would feel comfortable selling, honestly. But I like Kims and Kushes. I really like growing Kushes. I'm running TK for the first time right now. It's in like week 7 of flower. I love pure Kush. I love growing that plant. Fucking definitely wouldn't have had the opportunity to run a lot of the shit I ran without connecting with my boy GMO. Definitely blessed me. Provided me with a lot of opportunities to experience shit that was just she's a floppy bitch. Late about week 6, she's the lower. I keep it really wide. I try to widen it out when I veg it, and so it kind of and then. Once you stop, and she trains like a fucking champ. She rarely ever breaks on you, and the nodes stay strong, but they stay really malleable. And I try to bend her out, and then she takes on a super vertical. She grows super vertically, pretty fast. So there's always like an L, like a 90-degree L, whenever I flower and she starts that stretch. And then like week 6, week 7, it just starts to fold over at that L, and it's kind of hard to tie it up because it might go left, might go right, never fucking know. So they end up laying into each other. But other than that, she's a fucking dream. She's beefy. Well, I talked to a couple people and they said she's not like the fastest thing in their veg tent, but she's fucking fast for me. I don't know. I veg under B spec, blue spectrum, just like an HLG light, but she does well under everything for me. I don't know if it's just my system and soil. She's a fucking smeller. Not that pretty. Like the bud structure is really pretty. Like not, I wouldn't say pretty in the sense of like what pretty shit is, but interesting. The bud structure is interesting. Like you wouldn't just look at it and not look twice at it, but it is really dark and it's not super resinous. Right.
It's an older plant.
Yeah. And the smell, but the fucking smell doesn't go anywhere. Like you can mist dry it, you can fucking not cure it, and all the way through a blunt, she's flavorful. She's like this. It's like cologne. To me it smells like a dank, wet, woody fucking men's fashion wear store, like some store in a, you know, not inner city, like a downtown city where the shirts are $150 and they just look like Hanes shirts, like super fancy fucking. But it's actually, I had never had an experience with sandalwood. I mean, I guess that's what it is. I don't know what fucking sandalwood smells like. It just smells like a woody cologne funk, old school fucking pine. There's pine in the back, but it's not super strong. That's not pine forward, but it's definitely there. It's pretty
just
potent.
To clarify, since you asked, we are talking about LA Pure Kush.
Yep, PK. LA Pure Kush. That's the only I haven't grown Hollywood.
She's
or
a pretty quick flower too, right? That one doesn't flower out too long.
So really, she's like 10 weeks. But when I first was getting the cut, I don't know if it's something about PNW ran her, used to run her at like 7 weeks or like just under like 8 weeks, and he preferred the Terps better there. Like I don't think he ever, or him, it was either him that ran it that way or somebody or like his friend that ran it that way.
Yeah, people running it really really quick, but yeah, some people.
You're not gonna get the ass out of her though. You're definitely not.
Yeah, you think it runs better a bit longer?
For sure. I think I chubbed myself out of some ass, and I cut it at 63 last run.
What do you think you'll push her to next round?
Just like 70s. I mean, I haven't ran it past 70. I think Destro ran it himself or somebody close to him ran it for like a few over 70. And when I was telling him I was a little disappointed with the potency in this run, he was saying that he thought it was because it was at 63.
Yeah, I think that like extra 10 days off of 60 can make the potency on a lot of weed go up. Like,
yeah, you can
quite
take it
crazy.
If you're liking to, but it's better at 10 weeks or 9 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking good part about, I mean, the shit just has to impress me that first time enough to give it a second go. And the second go, hopefully you get it, you know, a little more dialed in. If I don't ever, I... Not ever, but I try not to run something the same time twice in a row, just to, you know, experience what the other shit is like. But
it's cool to check them out in different harvest windows and stuff. If I got a few varieties of the same variety in one room, sometimes I'll try to take one, I don't know, 5 days earlier, 10 days later. It's nice to see the difference.
Do you have? See, I'm always scared to do. I'm always scared to stagger them like that because I've only got one dry space.
I mean, I'll be putting different things in at different drying times for sure. Like, I'll have some weed that's getting dry while other stuff's chopped. It makes it a little harder to dry everything, but still get some.
No major problems?
No, not really. I mean, I got a pretty killer dehue setup and a couple mini splits, though, so that helps.
Yeah. I'm in a bathroom, like a small bathroom, and I'm in a tent. In there, it's yep. Got it's pretty slick because the small bathroom actually has a fucking a vent, like an AC vent, like a central air vent in there. So if I shut that door and that AC goes just for a second, it cranks that fucking room cold. And then I just got like a, you know, dehumidifier on a ink bird in there.
Yep,
it's pretty slick. Do you think a tent in there is kind of overkill? I mean, not overkill, but unnecessary the room is probably fucking 5x4, something like that. And some like maybe 6x4 tops.
I mean, I'm sure you could just dry in that room if you really wanted, but if you already get the tent in there, then might as well use the tent, unless you want to use the tent in another situation then.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, Haas, so take me back to your first cannabis experience. Like, where did you start with cannabis?
Oh, man. Either 9 or 10. 9 or 10. I moved to Virginia from Utah when I was 10. And
one of the most strict states to the other most strict state.
Yeah. I mean... I was pretty young when I moved. I definitely had all my firsts out here. But I either smoked with my cousin. He'll be listening to this. He's in here now. I got him growing. He might have introduced me to weed, but I got his ass growing. So
hell yeah.
I might have smoked with him when I was 9 before I left, and then when I came out here, I had a partner that lived in the neighborhood when I got here. One of my first partners, and He had an auntie. She's dead now. Rest in peace. She used to take roaches from her, and I would steal buds from my mom's stash, and we would meet up and fucking smoke. We had a big ass bush in the neighborhood that we used to keep all our shit under. We had fucking, you know, 6 bottles of Mad Dog and fucking, you know, all the shit that a 10-year-old might get into. But yeah, I think I was about 10 years old. And then I probably started smoking regularly at probably a few years later at like 13, 14. Just smoking blunts with the kids in the neighborhood and shit, buying blunts from the candy lady.
What, was it brickweed, or were you finding local stuff that people were growing, or what were you seeing?
No, I mean, I don't, that shit was probably so far removed from the grower's hands. It was doo-doo. I mean, it wasn't brickweed, but I mean,
I get you. Probably something locally produced and moved around through a bunch of hands, but
yeah. Yeah, you never. I don't know where this shit. Where there's so many out here, you know, out here you never know where somebody's fucking getting shit from. Like,
so what was the first stuff when you were young that really stuck out to you? Like, it was like it just stuck out from everything else.
Fuck. See, honestly, it was names that stuck out. Like. I don't really remember too many times getting something and being like, God damn, that's the best shit. But a lot of times I remember being like, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, not 7, 16, 17, but 14, 15. And hearing that somebody that we know had tree had like Blue Dream or had, yeah. They and you know, be 14, 15, don't have any money and try to go up and hustle up, you know, $20-$30 all together and being super excited about the name of something or, but that shit was all just, you know, hearsay.
I get you. Most of the name of it itself.
Yeah. Yeah. But basically not shit. I mean, I don't think that we were just buying shit from, you know, from the lowest cat. So
where were you? Where were you buying the shit?
Virginia.
I was lucky. Really? I was in New York. We were getting blessed with fire, like when I was young, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The only cats that wanted to bless us wanted us to bring back money for them and end up being crash dummies and shit.
So how long ago did you start growing Hoss?
I've only been growing about 3 years now.
Hell yeah. Definitely got the feel for it, it seems.
Thank you, boss. I probably did it for like, I killed maybe two or three flower runs my first time. I don't even know what the fuck happened, but I probably did it for like 5 months unsuccessfully, and then I put it down for a while, maybe a year, and then I picked it back up about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been pretty consistent ever since. I'm not consistent, but
you were popping for seeds with those bag seeds or seeds you were buying, or what were you popping off the bat?
What did I pop off the bat? I'm sure I bought some shit. Probably the first plant that I grew out to fruition was Gorilla Skittles from Barney's Farm, I believe.
Yep.
And I think I wasn't feeding every water. I think, I don't know. That's pretty crazy. I feed every water now, and I don't think I fed that thing, but fucking probably 6 times in the whole time I grew it, and it ended up being all right. It was a small little plant, but it didn't end up being all right.
How do you like to feed your plants these days? What's your feed method?
I use BioBiz. I use the Grow and the Bloom, and I use like a CalMag product. I think it's Aurora makes it. It's the Roots Organic joint, Roots Organic CalMag. I use Recharge, that's about it. That's about fucking it.
What do you like to use for your soil mix? You use like a ProMix, or what kind of soil you like using?
I was using Soil Kings. I enjoyed using that shit for a while, and then that stopped being available. I think I'm edging more towards something like ProMix because I'd water every feed, and I switch between products sometimes. I've used Costa Maine Stonington before and not had been completely fucked, and I and I've I've had some problems with that. Like, I don't like to buy that stuff, but it won't fuck my garden if I have to buy it.
From here, I've seen a bunch of people use that stuff and have some issues over time, whether it's like fungus gnats or weird pH things and different things.
Yeah, weird shit. I had weird shit using that I never had, and still never had. But I think I'm gonna give ProMix a run because I've been using just like
find Sunshine Mix number 4 down there. Give that one a go. It's pretty similar to ProMix, but I prefer that one over ProMix itself.
Sunshine or whatever that stuff is basically ProMix, but it has like 1 week of nutrient or something in it.
It's got a little bit of calcium silicate in it, like a wollastonite. So it's got quite a bit of calcium and silica already in it, and it's got a wetting agent built into it. So it really absorbs the water well.
Speaking of Coast of Maine, at least to say one good thing about them, I did enjoy their seed starter. I do like when I see that shit, I like to buy it and put clones or. I put clones into hotter shit now, but I like to put seeds in that seed starter shit or clones if it's pissed off when I get it. But as far as feeding, I do what I imagine most people do. I bubble my water for, I don't know, I fucking think it does something. I had started doing it and dechlorinated or whatever. I didn't know how effective that would be, but I still do that. I bubble water for a few hours at least before I use it, and then put my shit in.
Especially if you're on city water and things like that.
I don't use a fucking EC meter. I just measure everything out every time, to the milliliter, and record it, and go up or down based on the value. I mean, based on how what the plants are telling me.
I get you. Play it by ear.
I've been having in my last few runs pH issues come like week 5. My runoff starts to drop every fucking time. Like this time, I've been able to, I caught it really early, and because
you're going before, to collect things.
Yeah, I'm going, and my runoff's going down to like 6.3, and. Or lower, and I've started to go higher on my, because I've had to start going higher on my fucking, when you're trying to bring the pH up, I usually, before I was trying to only go up to like, high 7, 6.7, 6.8 when I needed to correct it, 6.8 probably when I needed to correct it, and 6.6 when I'm just trying to maintain, but
yeah,
I started going up to like 7.1, and then I can get it back up, but if I just hit it with like a 6.8, I might still get like 6.2, 6.3, and then I'll start to see nitrogen, deficiencies from lockout and shit. And after week 3, I'm checking runoff of everything, and that's definitely, I don't check runoff of shit unless I'm starting to have a problem, but. I'm just trying to
get into a habit and check it every once in a while and things, and you can keep yourself ahead.
For a long time, I always heard runoff was a myth, TBH, but like, I feel like I only check it when I start having issues, and then I'll be like, okay, maybe I need to adjust.
Yeah,
well, you see things like way out of parameters, like your pH goes way too high or way too low, or you check it and your EC or your PPMs are through the roof. Definitely nice for those kind of things.
Do you guys ever run like the soil slurry shit? Because I keep my plant.
You're saying to do like a test on your EC and pH by doing a soil slurry test.
Because if I go higher than two or three gallon, I don't even know how to.
In ProMix or something like that.
Yeah, I'm in like something with a little bit more.
How much runoff do you run?
Not much. I run all my shit based off like all my measurements based off of a mason jar, so like 800 milliliters. So when I double shit, when I do a double batch, I'll go 16. And generally, I like to stay in 2 gallons, so 16. I'd say, and I might on a big plant, I might add like 200 milliliters of water to get some runoff. And I probably in like 1800 milliliter feed, I'll probably have somewhere like 200 milliliters of runoff.
All right. I don't know with like biobiz and stuff like that, but I do know like when I used to run, like I run VegBloom, and they advise me even in ProMix to run like a nice healthy runoff, like 10 to 20% or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm noticing that. I mean, I'm trying to lock down the, and it's specific plants get it worse than others, but I also think it could be, because I think it's also kind of happening when I'm as I'm getting more towards the higher end of my ramping up of CalMag. Once I get past like 4 milliliters or something, then I'm more likely to lock that shit out. That's kind of what I'm thinking now.
You could be stacking in the medium, you know, and as you keep going on through flower, like I used to run into this issue without, I mean, I don't know your scenario, but like without running runoff, you'll be stacking EC in the medium and it could keep climbing until it's like way out of, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like. What's going on. I'm trying to get away from CalMag and have a calcium product and a magnesium product. And Tay put me onto Biomin calcium and I've been using that foliar. But I really want something that I can use as a soil, like with my soil, just like I use my bottles and shit. And I tried that Biomin, but I was having some pH problems from that product. When I was adding it into the soil, it was dropping my shit fast. So I stopped using that in the soil and I just use that foliar now. And I imagine Epsom salt is somewhere where I'll find my magnesium source. But I kind of went back to the drawing board on that after the calcium that I was trying to work with, you know, sputtered out.
Yeah, I mean, there's other methods to go for calcium if you want it. I mean, you could go gypsum, lime in your soil. I mean, there's handfuls. That Biomin stuff seems pretty badass, but it seems expensive. I definitely want to check it out, though. Yeah, Jay, I think you can click on people's screens and scroll up their voice bar if you want to bump somebody up. What are you running right now for genetics?
Smoking earlier. What has really impressed you from yourself or other growers?
Kind of saying, yeah, I'm growing from seed. I'm growing some cherry Garcia from Ethos. Three of those. I found some cool terps in that lemonberry cross I ran. And I just ran one of those and found a really special plant. One of the only things I've kept on to, I've held on to her for about 2 years now. I've only been growing for three. I got that cuts, running some cuts right now, trying to weed out some shit. And then at the back end of this harvest, I imagine I'll go into more of those Gorilla Glue, RIL times sour, probably. Those are really impressing me.
You're digging those a lot?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely the most potent thing I've popped from seed, for sure.
Hell yeah.
And I chopped it at least. I chopped it at least a week early. Probably more like 10 days, 2 weeks early. But I was starting to get a too much of a flush, and I chopped it too, so I could get a good re-veg, you know.
I get you there. Yeah. Weedus is asking, what crosses have you done with the Cori cut that GMO gave you?
I hit that too. I bred that with a male I found from Pagoda Seeds cross of the Jaime Chiba Roadkill Skunk and Uncle Fester Skunk Bud 18. I popped a pack of those and I found a shit ton of males and I popped that guy. I mean, I selected that guy for like structure in veg and vigor. I didn't, I flowered him out, obviously. I wish I would have just flowered all those fuckers out while I had them.
Did you check out any females from there?
I didn't get any. I didn't get fucking any. Males.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I had popped another strain. I think I only got like two ladies out of that run. One of them.
How many seeds was it?
I think 13, and 9 of them was damn. That. So 9 boys, and then I got some girls in the other one. Damn, 9 of those.
That's not Jesus. A good ratio.
Yeah, that's yeah, quite something there, man.
Yeah.
Who was the breeder on that one?
Pagoda Seeds.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's pretty slick cat. I don't see many people running out of shit. I ran it, and he's got a lot of infrastructure going on. GMO gave me a pack of Doc D Mother's Milk Cross. It was like in his Always Sunny line or whatever, and I got those out to Pagoda to do some breeding with, and he just got back to me with some stock from that he's sending me. So,
oh nice, hell yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm interested. He's doing a lot of like sativa shit.
I always hate popping seeds and ended up with males though. Like more
now I'm all right. Well, now at this point, I don't even want to pop anything that I'm gonna want the males of, unless I have a space for a male. You know, like
yeah.
I don't want to pop. And then that kind of points me to like. Femmes a lot when I'm like thinking of like what I'm gonna select, then I don't want to keep not that it's wasting time, because y'all, you know, every time you search for something and find something better to put in the stable you're doing, you're furthering your work. But I can't lie, man, a couple weeks after I popped somebody else to genetics, I always wish, like, I always just tell myself, like, what the fuck are you doing? You should have popped something. You know,
that's why I buy clones, honestly. I feel like most of the seed packs I pop, I'm like, fuck, I didn't keep anything from that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the most money I ever spent on a pack of seeds was a $200 for a pack of cat piss, and it was supposed to be 10, 15 came in. I popped 5 off top and got 0 and it germinated 0. And I've been too scared to pop the rest. I bought a bunch of cat piss shit to go into that, but that's pretty far on the back burner now. I bought some AK Bean Brains and some 707 and shit. I definitely had a lot of cat pissy smelling weed growing up. That I definitely didn't have anything called cat piss, yeah. But.
That shit's lost as fuck now, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, it's a hard term to find, for sure.
And I used to get so much of that shit in New York, like Uptown Haze and shit like that. Oh, that stuff was so good.
We grew this.
Yeah, I never remember being disappointed by a bag of weed that smelled like this.
Yeah, that's always been one I dig the effects and the flavors of pretty good.
Yes, sir. I kind of don't know if I want to. I mean, I definitely want to get a bigger pool to pop from. Although that 707 cat piss is supposed to be, you know, super far inbred, but I don't know if I really want to run a cat piss male to everything or to other things. I think I would rather just have, you know, a strong.
Wasn't the problem with cat piss is it was such a long flower time.
Well, yeah, see,
if I remember, it was like 13 or 14 weeks. I could be wrong though.
I think a lot of people find it in that super silver haze line, and some of those go pretty long. True. So.
My homie just popped some Master Kush seeds, and one came out smelling like fucking super silver haze. I was like, dude, they fucked up at the attitude, you know, swapping shit out on them. I was only fucking around.
Yeah, I'm not running too. Oh yeah, I'm running. I am running one of those Corey crosses. I'm running that. That's Corey Jaime. I got one of those running. It's actually got a really fucking pretty structure. I'll put up a picture of that in the chat real quick.
What are you holding for clone onlys right now, Haas? What are you digging for the clone only library?
I think my favorite cut. I mean, it's Corey. My favorite cut's probably Corey. Just like I like other shit, and I have more nuanced relationships with other shit. But at the end of the day, the best shit is what you always go to smoke. You know, in my opinion, not the best shit, but I try to keep a pretty tight ship with with the laws out here. I definitely got more shit to pick around and pick favorites from, but I'd say right now I'm pretty close to trying to get good stock to go back through of everything I have right now and really only probably keep Corey and maybe some of the shit I popped from C. Definitely gonna keep around some of the REL Diesel, but I'm probably gonna drop Pure Kush just on the count of she's lacking a little ass for me and the high
and things like that, or
yeah the high is a little, it's potent, but it's a little murky. And you can't really like pinpoint what you're feeling. You definitely feel high. But the part that keeps that plant around for me is just it just fucking tastes awesome. Like you crave it. It doesn't taste. It takes on like kind of like a light cereal marshmallow sweetness late in cure. But like it's the only bud that I'll not the only bud, but. I would be all right if I could get the effect I wanted from that weed. I would be all right smoking that turp all the time.
Hell yeah. So what are some of your other favorite heavy hitters and things? You were talking about that that Sour Cross there.
Yeah, that's really nice, man. That's it didn't really have any amber when I chopped it. Like I said, it was chopped early for re-veg, but the high is it's very cerebral and. But it's really potent, like it's fucking potent. Like the chems take you there. The chem I haven't tried a lot of them, but they take
you,
me
you
there.
You have the 91 now, don't you?
No, I haven't picked it up yet. No, yeah, I don't know.
You got to grow her out, man. She's special. If you like the Corey, you'll love the 91.
Well, hey, you put me at ease a little bit when you said the Irene was 10.
That one's powerful, man. That's a special plant right there. It grows slow, but special.
Yeah, I haven't flipped it yet. I got it pretty. I honestly every cut I pick up takes a second to really get its feet in my system. I don't know if I've got like kind of a shocking system. I don't know, but. It does, and everything, you know, everything stays healthy, and I have to like nurse shit back to health, but everything kind of stays sluggish for a second and until it gets its bearing. Like after, I feel like maybe my second cut of it, you know, after shuffling it or after it's like more of a teen, I keep everything pretty short, but maybe after a month and a half, shit gets swinging a lot faster. I haven't flipped the Irene yet.
What are you going under for lights? What are you growing under right now?
I veg under a 300L B-spec HLG joint.
Yep.
I paid like fucking 400 something bucks or something like that. And then like less than a year later, I saw it on Amazon for like 200 something bucks, 290 or some shit, 280. But, and then I run Mars Hydro 4800 joint. I just got another one though. I was running like a 3x3 light in one side of the 8x4, but now I'll be under Mars Hydro 4800s. I don't even fucking put myself. I'm one of the guys that will need to shop for something for a long time and get the best shit if I let myself go in down that rabbit hole. So I've had pretty good luck with Mars Hydro so far, even though I know they're definitely not top tier lights, but I've had some good luck with them.
They run a pretty solid light, man. I mean, I got a bunch of those through that whole ordeal, and I've grown some pretty nice plants underneath them. I'm still going back and forth between the HPS and the LED, but I love the combo right now.
I have such bad luck with LEDs. You know, I'm not a fan personally.
back to the HPS.
Yeah, I honestly, I got a pair. I got like I have a smaller flower room also besides my big one, and I put 4 Fluence Bio LEDs and 8-bar spiders or whatever. These things cost, like, my friend sold them to me cheap, but he paid a fucking arm and a leg. Yeah, I was not getting the canopy, the product. Like, it was all dropping off under that LED. I don't know. I mean, some of my friends crush it with that stuff, but I mean, I've seen some of you guys crush it too, but, like, I don't know. I haven't had good luck.
Yeah, get you too. I'm still a little partial to the HPS myself.
I mean, honestly, I've seen people crush it with the lower-end LEDs better than the higher-end, you know?
Same here. I've seen some of those pretty crazy LEDs, and I think some of those are a little too much juice on them. Sometimes it's just way too much oomph. I like running my LEDs a little bit dim backed. I actually have better luck running them like that, it seems.
Yeah, I when I ran the LEDs, I slammed them down on the canopy and I put them at 50%. And I don't know, I was getting terrible fucking. I swapped back to HPS and the room looks so much better. But hey, I have seen those Mars crushed.
Hey, Lead, I seen what you were saying with your question, right? Honestly, I don't have all I have access to for real is my shit. Like, I can get, you know, I got connections and can get bud, but then not anywhere near what I'm smoking, not anywhere near that, and maybe once in a while, not anywhere near what I'm growing, and that's kind of been since I first started growing. Like, that's not saying I grow the best weed or anything like that, but it's just it seemed like that it kind of took some of the they kind of took some of the pride out of it, like the not pride but like I don't know I don't think that it's me doing a whole lot when I, you know, when I grow, but it seems so easy at the end. Not easy, but I know that I'm just putting in input and the fucking plant does the whole thing, and it's pretty as long as you start with the good shit and you just don't fucking kill it. It's basically what I'm saying is, out here where I'm at, you know, in the circle that I'm in, the bar is not too fucking high. I don't experience that much good ass weed, honestly, unless, you know, I fucking grow it or and not to say I have, and even when I do experience this shit, it's weed, man. If somebody tells me something if somebody tells me what it is too early, and if they tell me and I didn't ask or some shit. Is like a, you know, just a random fucking name from Instagram or some shit, but I don't know. I have, you know, been connected with folks, and then they give me, you know, a good amount of shit, and it's good. But even the best shit from my times moving shit that I can remember, the guy told me it was just cookies is what he fucking said, but it smelled like beef stew. It was fucking amazing. It smelled like a fucking whole crock pot of like pot roast. And that probably had like a half.
Savory herbs can get pretty interesting. It's odd where certain flavors go.
Yeah. Yeah, that meat one is something I've been searching for and ever since that point. And that's definitely what did it was one maybe fucking maybe 2 QPs of that shit.
Do you mostly go for the funky, odd kind of smells, or do you like the fruity ones too? I know you got that lemon berry candy, but it seems like a lot of the other ones pretty funky.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the cherry and hopefully I can find some cherry in that, but I won't go for fruit 9 times out of 10. Like it's, yeah. that weed just smells amazing, like, and it tastes amazing too. It tastes just like it smells, like candy, like tangerine cream lifesavers and Vicks vapor rub, and it's super terpy, super strong. The plant is doo-doo. It's like it stretches none. There's no stretch on it. Like, it doesn't yield. If I have shit in, if I have plants in there that'll yield between 2 and 3 ounces at the same veg time, it'll be an ounce.
That Irene's gonna stretch probably 25% on you. I'll give you a heads up on that.
20. Oh my goodness! Don't tell me that. I'm gonna have to bed the shit out of it.
She's a really nice plant. She is not a producer, that's for sure.
Hey, I love stretchy plants. I don't know if it's because I keep shit tight or it's because I go under B-spec, but every time I've got a plant and somebody's like, hey, be careful, that thing fucking stretches, it's like exactly what I want.
Have you played with that thing?
You said the chimera?
Yeah, that thing's probably the stretchiest fastest growing plant that I've ever really touched. That thing is so vigorous.
I definitely heard, GMO said the same thing, that it was the most vigorous thing he touched, but I didn't know that it was a stretch beast too.
She stretches pretty good, man. I mean, it's not like
in comparison to like a little one,
and it wasn't taking care of the greatest, but she probably stretched at least twice her height, I'd say.
That TK was a stretchy bitch.
That's a real, real stretchy one. Do you have her in flower right now, or?
Yep. She's been awesome to grow. I picked her up from Lost, and I ended up flipping that cut. Or no, you know what happened? I went to a new shop. I went to a new smoke on a grow shop. I picked up some. I had to pick up some, like, they carry BioBiz, and the place that I usually go to doesn't carry. So I went to this new spot, and I picked up a bag of plugs from them, and they were unlabeled. So I asked the cat, "Where did these come from?" Blah blah. He said, "Oh, they're just iHeart cubes or whatever, and they're unlabeled. And they send them directly to us, or whatever." So I bought them. I put my TK cuts in there. I put my TK cut in the flower, and fucking the next morning, all of the plugs that I used, I had taken cuts the day before and they were straight, and the next day on the new plugs, and I go on the fucking cloner and every plug has tiny little wormy things coming out of every pore in the fucking thing. So I end up losing the TK cuts, but GMO, my boy, always coming through for me, sent me one back, so I got her back. I really enjoy, I haven't flowered, I mean, I haven't smoked it yet, but it, as long as that thing is as potent as I've heard it is, I'll definitely be putting that in my breeding program, because I really enjoy something real growing special.
If she can be up there with the 91, I bet she's something real, real special.
I guess it's just the cushions, man. I really enjoy growing them. I love growing that pure, that LA pure cush, and I really enjoy growing the triangle.
Yep. Yeah, man. Cushions are a lot of fun, and if you like the stretchy plants, cushions are,
Did you get any keepers from Stand Up Guy? Stand Up Guy is pure cush crossed with the Gmo Grape Trace Haze, for those who don't know.
Yep, that's, that was so a little bit of background on the Stand Up. To answer your question, though, I only had one girl. I only flowered one girl out of that, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. The Stand Up Guy was pure kush crossed with the male that GMO sent me, that he popped at the same time as he popped the ODD cut. It's the same shit from the same pack. And he sent me that, and I worked that to three females before I got rid of the male. Oh, three females, and I made the F2s, but those are only GMO has a pack, and Crew has a pack that he bought as a part of the autism auction, and then I've got a pack. If one of y'all everybody loves GMO. If one of y'all can convince GMO to send you the GMO, the ODD F2s, I guess he'll let you do that. He's not gonna grow seeds for a while. I gotta make something that's gonna make him pop some seeds. Then I know I did something, Mr. Clone Man. But so back to the Stand Up Guy. That's the male. That male was pretty stout, really resistant to shit. I ran him outside and he showed like no damage or bites. And I had him pretty early on when I started growing. I fucking bought a bunch of cuts and quit my job and like a dumbass, and ended up getting russet mites and losing everything in flower before I even really knew about IPM. I had dove in too fast and got caught with my pants down, but I ended up losing a bunch of shit. I ended up keeping that male through that, and he never really showed problems with rust. I got rid of mostly everything at the time. Everything was in flower and shit. But yeah, I definitely can say that he trooped through that rusted shit, and he's definitely trooped through me not doing IPM. And that's basically what I say about him. He's a short, stretchy, resistant, stout, cool ass plant with a funky stem rub, pretty akin to ODD, like not, not the sharper nuances of like the same exact turt, but definitely the same underlying funk. And that crossed to the LA Pure Kush. I ran, don't remember how many I popped. I ended up with one girl. I didn't pop many. I think I probably popped three. And I ended up with a girl. And that plant was, it was really cool structure wise. It definitely ended up looking a lot like Pure Kush in the end result. A little bit more spear buds, a little bit lighter, just a hair, and the Pure Kush crosses all that I've grown out or seen grown out have the same like dark orange hairs that kind of point to the center like the calyxes do from the Pure Kush. And the nose on that thing was the nose on the stand-up guy lady I had was all through mid flower. It smelled like fucking G.I. Joe, like old G.I. Joe, fucking old plastic toy right out of the box, like late 90s style plastic, but with like a undertone funk. I don't really eat seafood. My girl said after I let it cure for a while and I popped a bag right in her face, you know, fresh, and she said it smelled like shellfish. It's a weird fucking turd. The bud was it was chopped early because it was in a room by itself, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but one little slot of the mechanical timer had got pressed, so the light was getting fucked up in the middle of the night, and maybe week 8 it had ended up going into re-veg. So I chopped it a little bit early. It wasn't super super potent. It was good bud. It was good, all right bud. Definitely not a keeper. It kept its flavor a lot like the Pure Kush did. With that, what I appropriate to be sesquiterpene content or whatever, but it wasn't the best. But I, one cat that tried it, I don't even know if I'm trying to think. I don't think I definitely didn't cure it in this. I mean, didn't dry it and cure it in the same way I usually do my shit, because the way it came down kind of came down in haste. But it was in the room, I believe, just not in the tent. But one cat told me to save some for him after he got it, because he said it wasn't party bud, but it was what he needed for work. It made him laser focused. Well, that's what he said. But no, I didn't find a super keeper in that. I've got it. There's a good amount of people running that. My cousin's running a few of those. He's got going into flower now, looking really good. Those went out to a good amount of people on Overgrow, but definitely not as much as the Corey Cross. The Corey Jaime, I imagine that one would be the most tester grown out. That one went out to a lot of people, and I've seen a lot of people pop it already. As far as tester grown things that I didn't grow, is the lemon. I haven't grown any lemonberry crosses. I made a cross with pollen that I picked up from Nug Life Farms. That's actually the name. That's the breeder's name. That's not what he goes by on Strainly, but he goes by a different name on Strainly. And I got really good tester, and that's all on my Discord server and stuff. I got really good tester reviews from that cross. But yeah, the main reason I'd say I didn't go into that one was the guy, the breeder would never send me photos of the, it was super early in it was like one of the first crosses I made. It was definitely just a chuck, although I hate that term, but it was just something thrown together. And, I imagine it turned out to be good, because that lemon berry is really good. So with any kind of decent male, you know, you're going to get some terpy shit plus whatever the male brings to it. But, I didn't run that because the guy would never send me pictures in the mail, never get me any direct information, and he just posts pictures of the seed pack that he popped it from, and he gives a description, and he's done many mails like that. He's got a big, pretty big, a lot of people grow shit out on Overgrow. He gives a lot of seeds out. Seems like a pretty cool guy, but that's the reason I didn't end up working with that. That's Hood Store OG. I'm sorry, I didn't never just said that. That's Lemonberry Candy OG cross with Runt's Bat Cross is the pollen I picked up. Runt's Bat Cross, that's Hood Store OG. And I got, one guy said Straight Lime. That was flowered out by my boy Lil Pebble on and I believe the other cat that grew it out on the servers goes by Maggot Brains now. But those are the pictures and reports of those are all on my server and stuff. I got one cat said lime as fuck, I think was his term. And the other cat said was something along the lines of gasoline, straight gasoline. But yeah, they all left pictures in terms. I think one cat flowered two phenos outside and the other cat flowered. Actually, one cat pulled a male down to that and collected pollen. And I think he said he threw it at some shit, white truffle or something like that. But yeah, that was probably my second breeding run. First one, the Giant's Drink, or the Cherry Queen male I ran, Bodhi. That was the first cross I made. I crossed that to a few things and ran those out. And that's kind of where I started with breeding.
Do you have any of those Cherry Queen crosses still kicking?
Not any phenos running. I still do have some seed stock. I'd say the only one that I would really be interested in going into is probably the Critical Kush. It was from North Atlantic Sea. That was one of the first. That was one of the first plants I flowered to as well. Was the Critical Kush. I think it was the second run that I got shit from a few years ago. I flowered out two of the Cherry Queen crosses. Crossed to Blueberry Cookies from Ethos. Those were the first cross of mine that I grew out. I grew out two phenos of those and didn't find the potency NAS that I wanted in those and also didn't really find super strong terps. It was like the Blueberry Cookies brought like it was like a cucumber thing. Like it wasn't super awesome. And the crosses I ran from that male led me to believe that he brings like this acetone thing that definitely could be pretty enjoyable with the right parent, but it's definitely like a nail polish acetone type of terp. And the Critical Kush was like a fresh leather basketball type of thing, like oiled up leather type shit, and it was pretty potent. I think I would pop those. I would open pollinate the stock I have left of those and see what's kicking in those. But I don't think there's a whole lot of potency to be found in that in the Giant String. Although it was good, man. It was good for my stomach. Honestly, I was having pretty bad stomach problems at the time, and that shit was really helping. And I didn't.
The number one factor you look for is potency. Like effects kind of drive everything with you.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I'd say it wasn't before. I'd say yes and no. I got shit that's I got the shit that's pretty.
How do you think
pretty...
Corey would handle Arizona?
Fuck if I know, man. I'm nowhere. I'm a bullshit outdoor grower. I've only flowered a few plants outside, and the fucking sun does the shit for me. It's pretty easy, but I definitely wouldn't go to say that. She gets pretty fat. I mean, the buds get pretty. I mean, I don't even like. I've been lollipopping shit pretty hard in the last few runs. I didn't really lollipop Corey this time at all. Because, I mean, just a hair, you know. But I definitely do a lot less lollipopping on the Corey because the lowers fucking stack so hard. They turn into nice fucking.
Yeah, that one rocks up pretty close, right down to the stem, even like way under the canopy. I was pretty impressed growing that one out.
Yeah, that thing's badass. I think I did notice a flaw on her. I'm not positive. I might have just pulled her down a little bit, pulled her out of the dry tent a little bit fast. That I think I might have done. It's definitely possible, but I think she might be one of those girls that darkens up a lot in, you know, after like a month, you know.
Yeah, like it definitely doesn't seem to darken up. It doesn't stay as bright. The guava stays a little bit brighter, like just to the eye. But she still smokes so nice. Or both of them, really.
Yeah, and I mean nobody that Star Dog is really nice, man. I like the Cory. The guava, the fucking guava. Well, what's the deal about the guava, man? I've shot the shit with GMO about it before, but ultimately it boils down to with him that, you know, the Cory is my girl. So what's the nuances of the guava? The
Cory a little bit more. I like the rubberish thing it's got going too, but the guavas get a little bit more of like a sharp, abrasive, almost fruit like gas. Nice. I can see why they kind of call it guava.
Yeah. I was listening to JJ talk about a photographer from High Times magazine popped that cut.
Yeah, I think I remember him talking about that on the podcast episode.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising to me. And I don't know why, but that was pretty cool.
There's some special things that got pulled out of that F1 generation. There's a lot of special phenotypes that people have been holding down.
You had smoked the Cory. Tell me that the next time you smell that Cory, think about Egg McMuffin. Tell me the Cory doesn't have a lower end of an Egg McMuffin nose.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely. I think I still get a little bit left, so I'll definitely crack into it.
I told GMO that. He laughed and said, he's like, I don't think he was fully there with me, but he said, yeah, I think I can see that. He might have just been making me feel better for a while. Observation.
All screen release according to Big WYRM.
Yeah. What other cut? What other big? There's another big cut that fucking.
The Illuminati, pretty big one.
No, I mean, there's another. Illuminati. What are you talking about? That gets really dark?
Oh, you're talking cuts that darken out? The Chem 4 darkens out pretty good. And I think that's kind of where Cory gets it from, and the guava too.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely didn't. I always fucking forget that the Chem is, I mean, the 4 is the mom for the Cory. I don't know many people who ran. I don't talk about it with many people who ran the 4, other than Rare, and me and Rare don't.
Yeah, I don't know many people that I have. I'm supposed to get it down the road here, so I definitely like to run it. I love the 91, and I love the Chem D, so. We used to have the Chem Sister, but don't have that one anymore. I'd love to grow that one again, too.
Yeah.
So, if you're on a desert island, Hoss, and you can only take three varieties with you, three strands and three albums with you, what would you be taking?
Holy shit.
Or I guess maybe a band's collection. You can take the whole collection of the band's music.
All right.
Most definitely prefer the DN91, but the 4 made Stardog and Chem Special Reserve.
Chem Special Reserve? Oh, shit. I don't even know that one. That's some high dollar shit.
I got a Black Lime Reserve cut that's pretty Chem Dog Special Reserve leaning. And if you like stretchy, she's about as stretchy as it gets. It's the only one I got that kind of keeps up with that Chimera.
How do you feel about the bud on that Chimera?
I'm not a huge grapey, like fruity kind of fan. I prefer the funkies and fuels and all that. She's pretty loud. It's a fun plant to grow. Potency, she's decently potent. It's not Cory or any of those, but it's pretty solid, man.
Yeah.
I bet she hash is pretty damn good too, because that thing just cakes.
I don't know if I'd be happy with three cuts on a desert island, man. I think I might rather take some seed or something. Fuck. I mean,
three seed packs. What you taking?
That's a question more for. I'd take. Fuck.
I've Las Vegas Purple Kush.
Yeah, that's in the genetics of the lemon berry. I would love to run that plant. I've loved the fucking hybrids of it. So fuck it. Even though I never ran it, I'll take a pack of Tony's Gorilla Glue RIO. I'll grab. I'll probably grab some sort of. Tim Pack from Top Dog. No, if I was being, I would definitely try to pick up some type of Kim. Try to pick up some of that, and yeah. What would you if you were picking, if you had no access to Kim clones, what C pack would you pick up, Wicked?
I'd grab Skunk VA's BX3's lines, something like that for sure.
That's Lucky Dog, right? That's him.
Yeah.
I never ran into any of this.
I would really like to get some of his gear. Say it looks, this new line he's been dropping looks pretty badass.
Yeah. I can't say I've listened to his podcast either. I'm sure he's got one.
There's a few episodes now. He just came out with a new one, so there's some good lessons in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the early ones, he tells the story of the Chem Dog and all that too. So there's some good lessons.
Yeah, man, that shit been
kicking for a sour Chem thing.
Since Skunk, I'm trying to look back and I don't know if I ever. I mean, I smell shit that smell like a skunk, but I can't.
It's not. I wouldn't call Chem skunk, but they have this like skunkish, like gas kind of thing coming off of them, like sulfury, gassy kind of style.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I answered your music question though.
I think it comes out more in crosses.
So I got Gorilla Glue from Tony. And I don't think I'd go fruit. I don't think if I was on an island, I don't think I would. I don't think I would take one of my packs. Yeah. I don't think I would take one of my packs to pick out a fruity cut. I would go with you stumped me.
So you're going Gorilla Glue from Tony there, and then a Chem Pack. What you going for the last one?
I'd say some sort of Kush. Probably a pure Kush hybrid, just because I've spent so much time growing that plant and now know her nuances better than probably any other plant that I've got. Yeah. And like I said earlier, I don't know if that was just when me and you were talking the shit, but I imagine that from this point forward, any pure Kush cross that I grow will be selected mainly for fucking smoking blunts. Yep. Smoking roll.
That's the main way you smoke, so that's like the main way you'd probably select, right? I assume.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't even really have known that Bud is that. That's that. I think pure Kush kind of opened my eyes to that more. Like I don't really much smoke stuff that I never really chased the flavor all the way to the end. You know, like generally, until I started growing and selecting from a fucking repertoire of cuts like GMO has, I didn't really fucking know the extent of, like I'm saying, bro, like I've been smoking since I was fucking 10. I was doing my thing selling buds since I was fucking, you know, ninth grade, eighth grade, up until fucking, you know, for 10 years or whatever. I'm not that old, and in 10 years a lot of cats look down on 10 years, but shit, I didn't experience good weed like I'm experiencing now that many times, man. I really didn't. Shit was dry. Shit was not that terpy. Shit was strong, but I was also young. You know, shit might have just been strong because I was green. I don't know. I'm in like a whole new world right now, honestly.
Yeah, it's fun to explore all the varieties and the access to a lot of these varieties these days. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, before I didn't have any idea that this community was what it was for sure, until I peeked my head, and I don't know how I found Cut Hut at all. I don't know how I got connected to it. I literally don't. It was like on my phone, and I was on it before I wanted to be on it.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Looked at it, I'm like, fucking Cut Hut, what is this? I don't know how I started using it or how I started getting on it, but I connected with people that, you know, definitely changed my life and helped me when I needed it, and gave, you know, definitely connections that put me where I am. And
it's definitely a nice community we have here, and it's good to have people like you and GMO and all the people we have in this community doing good things for sure.
Yeah,